Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
Welcome back to Loud and Local. It's a jam-packed episode for Mother's Day. So first off, I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to all the awesome moms out there that are continuing to rock out, to raise rad children. And just I hope you had a great day. To anyone, grandmas, mothers, happy Mother's Day. You guys get to spend any time with your moms today, or at least send her a text or say hi to them?
Heck yeah.
Right, yeah, on. Definitely got to give a friendly call and say hey. Yeah.
Right on.
Totally.
Man. In case you're just who else are you talking to, Kevin? What the hell? It's a band called Wyatt Only and The Wreckage. We got Rob and Wyatt in studio, a couple members of the band. And the first hour we had Clay City. Now we got Wyatt Only and The Wreckage. Like I said, a jam-packed show tonight. But we had to get them on because they are playing an important show tonight. Or, I'm sorry, this week. Tonight we're talking about it. It is called Rock Out ALS, and the tagline is Fighting Lou Gehrig's Disease One Riff at a Time. Now, if you know anyone that's had to fight ALS or know anything about ALS, it is a debilitating disease. It is scary. Jeff Becker, incredible guitarist. He has ALS, and he has been fighting ALS, and it is something that you definitely need to find out about and look it up. See how hard it is for these people, and definitely support this show, Rock Out ALS. It is a charity show, so definitely go see it. Friday, May 17th, Club Sur, $10 advance, $15 day of show, 21 only. So kids, sorry about this, but you're going to have to support it in other ways. But 21 and over show for Down North, Celia, Lust Punch, Jericho Hill, and Wyatt Only and The Wreckage. So congratulations on another killer show you guys are going to headline.
Oh, but thanks, man.
You guys just played last night, right?
Yeah. We just played Radfest last night with Woodshed and Lust Punch and Jericho Hill.
Nice.
And all the family, man. It was fantastic.
And that was down at Louis G's, right?
Yeah, and it was hot on stage, but it was, I think, the most we've smiled on stage in a minute, man. It was a hoot and a half. We had such a good time.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. And it's been a little while since we've had you up here in the studio. You guys are kind of like the friends of the show, but also kind of like the guests we have maybe up every 6 months or so.
It seems like we always do that 6 month catch up, man. Yeah, and a lot of stuff has gone on because I mean,
yeah, fill us in, man.
Well, I was gonna say I think the last time we were up here wasn't long after Welcome to Seattle dropped.
That's true.
And so we've just been playing in support of that. The last time we were up here was for FMS, I think, at the Croc. So
that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, man. It's been really fantastic.
FMS and ALS.
Yeah, right?
F it all. Yeah. All those diseases.
we like to do our best.
Right?
But yeah, man, it was life's been good, man. We're just trying to keep up the positivity and keep being a part of this scene. I mean, the scene's been through a lot of changes in the last couple of years, and just kind of trying to help up new bands who are just killing it. And yeah, just maintain that positivity.
Yeah, you are certainly one of the most positive people. Whenever there's a situation that people might be kind of crapping on, you always seem to come in and jump in with some at least positive spin on it. So that's certainly. How hard is it to be Wyatt? Because you got to be negative once in a while, right? Do you just not show that side of you?
I just have the opposite of depression, man. It's this like manic need to be positive in all like aspects of life.
Must
I'm sure it's irritating
happy.
For people around me because people will be like, oh man, my dog just died. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. At least it wasn't your cat.
Right.
Like, I don't know. At least
you're still alive, bro.
Yeah, right. At least you got breath in your chest, homie.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's that positivity, man. I think it helps us get through it.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Well, congratulations on playing, like I said, playing some killer shows. But it looks like one of your members is going to be taking a little bit of a break. So you guys are going to be taking a little bit of a break from doing some shows. Tell me a little bit what's up with Kyle and his wife.
Mr. Kyle Gibney and his beautiful bride, Savannah, are going to be having a baby girl.
Yay!
Next week, hopefully. Let's hope that that baby stays inside till after the show on Friday, because if not, we're going to play as a trio.
All right.
Yeah, man, we're really, really pumped for him. And Kyle's been killing it for 4 years, and I think he's finally deserving of a couple months to take a breather. And, you know, it gives Rob and I kind of a chance to sit and put together skeletons for what'll be the third Wreckage record.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Big things, man.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I feel like everybody deserves to have that break every once in a while. So he'll take a few months to do the dad thing, and then we'll probably be back with a ton of new material in like September.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Well, just a special happy Mother's Day to Savannah and Kyle. That's a very special one for them, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so, man, that's going to be absolutely spectacular. We're beyond stoked for them.
We got to get them a little onesie for that says "Welcome to Seattle, Mother Effer."
Yes. Yeah. Well, and Savannah was at the show last night. 9 month pregnant Savannah was at the show, front row, just super into it. And we were all sitting there like, "Oh, that's so metal." God, I hope she doesn't go into labor.
Right. Any hearing damage for the little one?
Yeah, right. But yeah, no, it was fantastic. So we're really pumped for them.
That's awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, we got Wyatt Olney and Rob from Wyatt Olney and the Wreckage. They're going to be playing Friday, May 17th, this Friday, for an awesome cause. Rock Out ALS, fighting Lou Gehrig's disease, one riff at a time. Wyatt Olney and the Wreckage, Jericho Hill, Lust Punch, Celia, and Down North. Again, that's at Club Sur. Going to go into a couple songs by Wyatt Olney and the Wreckage. I think we know this one by now. Welcome to Seattle. It's your hit single. It's the one. And then after that, we got Blood. This is featuring Lil Jon, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Blood featuring Lil Jon. If y'all haven't heard this remix yet, whoo!
It's a scorcher.
Yeah.
It's Wyatt Olney and the Wreckage. We'll be talking a little bit about a new member of the band in just a few. Next time you hear from us. But right now, it's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Seattle! roll!
Rises up, and we first stand to die.
get this mother crock.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In studio now with Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage, going to be headlining Friday, May 17th. That's this Friday. Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage, Jericho Hill, Lust Punch, Celia, and special guest Down North at Club Sur. Only $10 advance, $15 day of show, 21 and over show. And this is for a special cause called Rock Out ALS, fighting Lou Gehrig's disease one riff at a time. Proceeds from this show go out to help Rock Out ALS, a great, great foundation. And actually, shout out to our friend Neil Lim Sang, who has collected tons and tons of autographs and special instruments and all kinds of things to help at a raffle. So a lot of cool things going on there for Rock Out ALS. Again, Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage headlining this show. So make sure you go to that show and tell them Loud and Local sent you. Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. And this is going to be a lot of people's first time seeing you guys with a new guy in your band, but he's no stranger to Loud and Local. Tell us about what's going on with Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage and your new bassist.
Yeah, last night was our first show with Mr. Malcolm Williams of Jericho Hill and Stoic FB fame. And oh man, it was so perfect. From the moment we launched into, we opened with Welcome to Seattle last night, and from the moment we hit that first note, it was perfection all the way through. It was, I mean, Rob and I were just looking back at each other, like, with the giddiest faces.
Just having fun with it, right?
Oh yeah, man. Oh, absolutely. It was so astoundingly positive.
And so you guys have been friends with Malcolm for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think that's what makes this so perfect is Malcolm's been there the whole time. I mean, Malcolm was front row at the Showbox when we played the Showbox.
That's awesome.
He was licking champagne off the floor at one point. That was a great story.
That's a good way to get herpes.
Yeah, right? So Malcolm, I think he was at the CD release show for our first record. Like, he's been there the entire time, so he's been very familiar with the material. He did a bunch of backing vocals on the Welcome to Seattle record.
Cool.
Like the intro for Lights Out, the whoa is him.
Well, he's been there the whole time.
Yeah, so he's kind of like silently been there the whole time. So when we reached a point where we knew that we needed to get somebody in there, it wasn't even like a question. We didn't audition anybody. Yeah. We didn't even post that we were looking for anybody. It was just one call to Malcolm. Hey, it's time. You in? And without hesitation, he was in. And he was down there the next night. And yeah, absolutely stellar, man.
So yes, Malcolm, man, he's now part of Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage, but he's also part of Jericho Hill and Stoic FB. And you said that there's a possibility of doing another thing.
Yeah, I think he's got another project he's launching called like Famous Richards or something.
Oh.
I know it has something to do with mustached band members.
All right.
So he's staying busy.
He's playing back to back sets.
Yeah,
last night and this coming Friday for Rock Out ALS.
Last night I was astounded because if you think about it, our set actually went pretty long last night.
Sure.
So he was on stage for a solid 2 hours.
Wow.
And and did it with grace, didn't get out of breath.
Did you just wear a diaper or what? Come on.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was pretty astounded. So I'm sure we all have very sore throats today. I know you can hear it in my voice.
You sound good.
Oh, thanks, buddy. So he's going to do the same double duty on Friday. And by the way, shout out to Mad Mike Miller, who's putting on Rock Out ALS.
He was going to come up tonight, but he wasn't feeling too well.
I think he's got the food poisoning or something. Someone's poisoned the whale.
It was that $1 Thai food down in
Lakewood?
Food. Yeah, down in Lakewood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, poor dude.
No.
We're really honored to have him there. I mean, the first time I went to a Rock Out ALS event. It was like 3 years ago in Woodinville, and it was it was Window Pane and Mechanism and a bunch of fantastic bands. So yeah, we're absolutely honored to be on this show, man. It's and it's such a cool, fantastic cause. And
yes,
I didn't know a whole lot about ALS until I saw that Gleason movie and then cried for a week. So yeah, and Mike has always been so giving to the scene. Like, we're so happy that we can be a part of this.
Right on, man. Well, I'm glad you're a part of it as well. Again, it's Friday, May 17th. This Friday, White Only in the Wreckage headlining Rock Out ALS, fighting Lou Gehrig's disease one riff at a time. If you want to find out more about Rock Out ALS, there'll be all the info there, and you can definitely help support them. I'm sure donations will be taken, and there will be some raffling and whatnot. We're going to go into a couple more songs by White Only in the Wreckage. These are Hell songs. We got Hell and Back and then Hellbound Heart. Two songs very different in style, but one of them features Glenn Cannon of Mr. Windowpane.
Oh yeah,
and of the window and the panes.
Still, of the thousands of times I've heard that song on my own record, every time his verse kicks in, I get chills.
Sexy Glenn in the Cannons.
Sexy Glenn.
All right, here's a couple more songs by Why Only in the Wreckage. Check them this Friday with Malcolm at Rock Out ALS. There we go.
so lost and incomplete. I swear I never knew a day would come to pass, that the cracks in me would spread like broken glass. I'm still crawling my way out of memories, 'cause I've known tragedy and she has been a friend to me. Now we can only run so far until we fall, because life is short, the casket's close. Where will you be when darkness calls? In time, I may learn to fly again, but until
About 5 minutes left of Loud and Local. Again, the band in studio, Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage. And you can catch them this Friday, May 17th. Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage, Jericho Hill, Lust Punch, Celia, and Down North. Welcome Malcolm into the band, into the mix, into The Wreckage. Rock out ALS. It is Fighting Lou Gehrig's Disease, One Riff at a Time. Club Sir, $10 advance, $15 day of show. Check it out and support an awesome cause and donate some money to Rock Out ALS. Wyatt, Rob, thanks for coming into the studio tonight.
Of course, man. Thank you so much for having us. It's always a blast.
Yeah,
of course.
It's a trip, man.
Yeah, every time, man. Every time it's good to have you guys up.
Well, we always appreciate it, man. We never get used to this. Like, still, anytime we hear you play us on Loud and Local, like, I'm instantly that six-year-old kid again who's like, oh my God, it's my song on the radio. Like, yeah I'd never get used to it, man. Thank you so much. We're so grateful.
Of course, dude. And any final words before we jump into Off the Wagon and end Loud and Local for the night?
Ah, man. Like, we're really excited to see everybody on Friday. It's going to be our last show for a little while, while Kyle takes his baby break and whatnot, and we start working on the next record. So, we're really excited to see everybody. Shout out to all of the hardworking local bands that we love so much that are out there hustling, and we can't wait to see you guys on Friday.
Right on. Again, it's Rock Out ALS this Friday, May 17th at Club Sir. Here's Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage, Off the Wagon. Thanks for listening to Loud and Local. Matt Koch is up next. So give us a call, 206-421-ROCK, or text us at 77999. Until next week, keep it local.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.